Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, brought to you by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity awaits at Porsche of Fremont. And I'll remind you again that all of our Warriors guests, and certainly Tim's call themselves, sound better if you're wearing JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Tim Roy, no static at all. How are you, my friend?
I am good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah. I know you've got another edition of Beyond the Arc tonight. Was R.C. Davis able to put that together without a tear running down his cheek after that Penn State Rose Bowl last night?
Oh, man. I've DVR'd that, and I want to watch it. You know what I mean? Because just, you know, every time I turned around, somebody said, "Oh, USC just took the lead. Penn State's back on top." Oh, okay. Well, that had to be a heck of a game.
It's the best Rose Bowl since what, Vince Young National Championship game? I mean, that's how good and back and forth it really, really was. The Warriors, they've been really good so far on this homestand. They are 3-0. We've already gotten a look at the Raptors and, Lowry and DeRozan. That's an awful lot of fun. The last Dirk appearance very likely was just seen, along with a pretty good performance by Harrison Barnes. We get Jokic last night, who was a real surprise. Very fun to watch. And here comes Dame Lillard again tomorrow night. This has been a pretty fun homestand so far.
It's been a great homestand. And a couple of things. You know, first of all, Toronto is funny because, you know, they have the best offense in the league now.
I know.
Best-rated offense in the league.
Ever.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And because you figure that, you know, a good chunk of their offense is to get the ball to DeMar DeRozan, and he's going to take a mid-range jump shot. You know, it goes against everything that the league has kind of, like, veered toward in the last few years. And this kid Jokic last night, boy, he is talented.
When
he's just scratching the surface, too. He hasn't really learned how to play yet.
Dude, when he went 94 feet, and you had a great call, by the way. I mean, the guy just, body types like that shouldn't do things like that.
I know. He's got body type. He looks like he would challenge Zach Randolph in a 40-yard dash. But he's talented, and he's got some skills, and he's a great passer. So, yeah, it's been a great homestand. You know, Damian Lillard's been bothered by an ankle. Still not sure what his status will be for tomorrow. But that if he's healthy at all, if he can go, he's going to go. It's Oakland, and he wants to play well. You know, he grew up, you know, sneaking out of the floor at Oracle and getting shots up. And, you know, he's come back. He's done great things for his high school, great things for his neighborhood. So hopefully we'll see Damian out there. But C.J. McCollum's coming off a 43-point night. That's career high for him. Portland's had some issues on the defensive end this year. They kind of dropped off a little bit there. But offensively, they can still challenge you on any particular night.
He's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, here on the Damon Bruce Show. And we talked about it earlier with Draymond. I want to ask you about triple-doubles, but I don't want to talk about them as a matter of fact. I want to talk about them symbolically, because we've just seen Kevin Durant and Draymond Green record triple-doubles in consecutive games and then go out of their way to completely diminish the feat as something that isn't important to them, and beyond being a statistical footnote, really doesn't matter much. Then we saw, you know, a guy like Russell Westbrook, whose career is being redefined by his individual, not team success, but his individual efforts and his triple-double. And then James Harden just threw down one of the all-time video game triple-doubles with 50-plus, 15-15. And it's like a line that I haven't seen anywhere except for, you know, like I said, in the realm of a video game. Is there something to be said for guys basking in triple-doubles on other teams and the Warriors just completely almost denying their existence in the realm of what's important to them? I think there's an awful lot of team philosophy on display there, or am I a talk show host?
No, I think it goes back to not stressing on those things. When You know, very easily, Steve Kerr could have put Stephen Curry back in that game at the Lakers to try to keep his three-point streak going. Did not. You know, gave Kevin Durant a little bit of a shot at maybe keeping his 20-plus streak, but then, you know, the game was decided. Come sit down. Okay, your 20-plus streak is now over. So I think that sets the tone. It gives the message out of, hey, that's not what we're about. That's not what we're here for. We're here for winning and getting better. And I think that message has been true since Steve walked in, and I think it's an important message for a team to have, because it also means, I think it gives the subconscious message that Stephen Curry is not more important than Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant is no more vital to the Warriors than Klay Thompson. You know, that they're all kind of in this together, and so I think it's a great message to have, but I think it's one that they kind of, you know, talk about, you know, getting better as a team. And sometimes that involves getting better as an individual, but not at the sacrifice of the team.
You know, the ball movement last night was beautiful. They put up 30 assists on a regular basis, where it happens so rarely with other teams. Their shot selection, the distribution last night, the amount of shots that Curry, Durant, and Klay all took. All, you know, having all these guys going into double figures last night. Curry was asked to shoot a little bit more, and he has. He's heat-checking himself now before he even really gets hot. And for anyone else, it's a bad shot, but for him, it makes sense. It really does. You know, we had such a long list of things that we were worried about. It seems like we're working through that list and just eliminating things left and right here. What is your last major remaining concern about this team as it's starting to come into focus?
Well, before I tell you that, I'm going to tell you this. This is the number that I've been kind of watching the last couple of weeks, and it's astounding. So Klay Thompson's taken 607 shots this year.
Okay.
Kevin Durant, 596.
Okay.
Steph Curry, 585.
Wow. That's sharing the ball, boy.
That's remarkable. Over 35 games, and they are so close. You know, that kind of shows you that maybe on one night, if Curry gets hot, maybe he's going to climb up and go into second place, and maybe the next night Durant goes up and maybe he catches Klay because he got it going one night. It's just remarkable that, you know, we all were, oh, who's going to sacrifice? Where are the shots going to, you know? And it's just, it's worked itself out, you know, inside the offense. It kind of works itself out. Concerns. I think the two concerns, I think, right now are the defensive rebounding and not giving teams extra possessions when they can. And I think that's one thing that kind of rears up every now and then. And then, of course, the constant Achilles heel for this team is turnovers. Live ball turnovers that turn into points the other way. And so, you know, if the Warriors can even more so than keeping teams off the offensive glass, if they can cut down on the live ball turnovers and make that something that they work on for the rest of the year, that will make this team really, really hard to beat.
Oh, sorry. I did not mean to cut you off there, my friend.
With
I was about to begin
That's
my next question.
That's not the first time, Damon.
Damn it. let's go with this. We've covered this team when getting to 20 wins was an actual endeavor. Getting to 20 to 30 wins felt like, wow, hey, pretty good year, all things considered. Now, they've started 3 years in a row, the fastest to 30 wins. And look, they don't build a statue for that, and it doesn't help your seating at all. But from where we were to where we are, Tim, just help the people remember what a turnaround this is.
Well, you know, you go back and you look at the years where, you know, the team was just, you know, really, really bad. And when I first got to the Warriors, they weren't great. You know, they were middle to winning 30 and, you know, some odd games where you thought, well, maybe if they get lucky and get a stretch going where they add a good player here and there, they might be able to get to the playoffs. And then in the late 90s, you know, you went with 19 wins. Then, you know, I'd kind of skip over the 50-game lockout year because that kind of throws everything off. But then
sure.
The 19 wins again in 99-2000, 17 wins in 2000-2001. And I think I told you this one. In that year, the Warriors beat the Clippers. It was in February 7th, and they were 15-33 at the time. And they finished 17-65. 2-32 to end the season. And then they followed that up with a 21-win season. And then in 2002-2003, finally started to make a little bit of a jump and got up to 38 wins and 37 wins. But it was a rough stretch there. And that's why, you know, every now and then in the, you know, in the postgame show, I try to tell people, you know, you got to savor this. This is, you know, what we're witnessing right now is something really, really special. And it's very, very unique. And it's not like that, you know, in most places. It's really, you know, as good as the San Antonio Spurs have been for the last 2 decades in the association, you know, the Warriors are threatening to get on that kind of a run. You know, if everybody stays reasonably healthy and this is really set up to be the special run of the franchise.
I'm guessing Joe Lacob had himself a big smile today with the news that the groundbreaking on the Chase Center will be happening a little bit later on this month. There's been a lot of hurdles. They've cleared them rather quickly, and it looks like that they're going to be going forward with this very shortly, moving in the 2019-2020 upcoming season. What do you have planned for the Tim Roy Broadcasting Center?
I think it's going to feature one big lazy boy and with a cup holder I haven't seen the final plans or anything. Obviously, I'm not involved in any of that, but I have seen what they showed us a little bit of a mock-up of the arena and showed us how, you know, certain areas and suites and things are going to look at. They did through some virtual reality and it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be a place where, you know, during the basketball season, you're going to want to go to it, and you're going to want to go see a concert in the summertime there. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I think they've done a great job of making sure they checked off every box, you know, every little discussion, lawsuit, you know, concerns about, you know, the environmental concerns, the concerns about, you know, what's the impact it's going to have in the area. They've gone through it all, and it's so exciting. And it's really cool because the Warriors are the one franchise in the Bay Area that can do make a move like this in the sense where, you know, they've played in San Francisco, they've played in 1 year in San Jose, and they've played in Oakland. And so this is not an abnormal move. It's kind of going back to where they were before when they first, you know, came to the West Coast. So it's going to be really cool.
Tim Roy, he is the voice of your Warriors. He is also the host of Beyond the Arc. That comes up at 7 o'clock tonight. You've booked one of my favorites, Zach Lowe.
Zach Lowe is going to join us, and we're going to talk about, you know, the teams he thinks are going to make a deal, possibly a trade in the upcoming weeks as we head toward the deadline. And also, R.C. Davis had a chance to sit down with the Warriors rookie Patrick McCaw and talk about his development and the fact that he is staying positive and staying patient.
Mentally, I'm a very positive person. Not too much can really get me down. And I have a great supporting cast, my family and my friends. Those guys, when I talk to them, you know, they always tell me to continue to work, continue to grind. Your time's coming. Mm-hmm. And I have that same mindset. And it's a lot of great players ahead of me, and I have no doubt about that. And I'm learning. I'm going to continue to learn. The coaching staff and the management, everything, they're just very supportive of where they want me to be in the future.
So that's Patrick McCaw, and that's going to come up at 7 o'clock.
All coming up tonight. Thank you very much. Again, please give RC a big hug from us here. Everyone who's got a Big Ten heart beating in their bodies, we feel bad for a Penn State guy after that Rose Bowl. Hell of a game, though. Tim, as always, great conversation. Thank you so much.
And, always fun. But before I leave you, yes. Do you have Bama or Clemson?
It's got to be Bama.
Yeah, it's got to be Bama.
It's got to be Bama.
Their defense. I mean, you know what, though? I will say this. I give a tip of the hat to Coach Peterson, of course, who was at UC Davis years ago as an offensive coordinator and things. I thought, you know, other than that pick six, I thought Washington played pretty well, and I thought they gave a good accountability.
They did.
For himself.
They did. Their defense did everything it could. It just, you know, Alabama's defense will decide you're not bringing the ball over the 50 today, and
right.
That might happen.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I thought they did well, and I think that was really it's a good showing for the Pac-12.
What do you think is the most embarrassing Lane Kiffin firing? Overhead projector, tarmac, or week before title game?
Oh, come on, man. That overhead projector, that was unbelievable. That was unbelievable. You just couldn't turn away.
Right.
You know, you couldn't turn away. It was like, oh, my God.
Look, I don't know how I'm going to get my bullet someday, but I do hope it's overhead projector just so it'll leave people talking. Tim, thanks very much.
All right, David.
Tim Roy coming up tonight a little bit later on. Beyond the Arc starts at 7 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.